This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Earlier this year, megachurch pastor James McDonald was fired by his church after a radio show host aired clips of McDonald making inappropriate comments about fellow Christian leaders and reporters. Now McDonald is suing the radio host. Find out more after this break.
God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge him in everything we do, he will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, "You are to love your neighbor as yourself." Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, "You are to love your neighbor as yourself." And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel, that is, the good news, to every creature." If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled through obedience to Jesus to share his simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com.
In February, James McDonald, former pastor of Harvest Bible Chapel in Chicago, was fired from his church after a radio show host named Mancow Muller played clips on air of McDonald making inappropriate comments. Specifically, he alleged an affair between a reporter who had covered his church and the former CEO and editor-in-chief of Christianity Today, discussed plans to put child porn on the CEO's computer, and used profane epithets when referring to the CEO. McDonald was apparently annoyed at recent negative coverage Christianity Today had published of his church. Harvest Bible Chapel fired McDonald within 24 hours. Later, an outside investigation into HBC revealed that McDonald was to blame for years of massive corporate governance failures, including marginalization of the church's elders and mismanaging years' worth of finances. According to the Religion News Service, Harvest elders declared McDonald to be biblically disqualified from the position of elder. Now McDonald is suing Mueller and his radio station's owner, Cumulus Media. As the Associated Press notes, his lawsuit alleges McDonald sustained injury to his reputation, humiliation, anxiety, embarrassment, mental anguish, the termination of his position as senior pastor of HBC, and monetary damages. Mueller has said he was motivated purely by wanting to expose the truth. He told Chicago media columnist Robert Fader, "For me, this has always been about trying to help people and trying to expose a bad guy. For years, I had endorsed McDonald and his church. When I found out the truth, I felt it was my duty to tell my listeners." For more updates on this story, check charismanews.com. And if you appreciate this story, you can hear more stories like it through our new Charisma Audio service. For more information, check out charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.